Where were you when you first sighted this unidentified object?
I was on the east side of Redmond, right on the city limits, the edge of town.
In other words, on the side of Redmond where we're standing now, the airport side of the town.
Yes.
About what time was it, any idea?
It was about a quarter to five in the morning, a.m.
About a quarter to five, and was the weather clear, cloudy, rainy, or what?
It was clear. There was a few scattered clouds.
Mm-hmm. But clear enough, would you say, that you could distinguish stars?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But there's no doubt in your mind about what this was. It wasn't a star, at least.
No.
Well, how big was it, Bob?
Oh, I don't have any idea. It was a large object, but I couldn't estimate the size of it.
Could you compare it, say, with a dime or a quarter held arm's length?
I didn't try to.
Mm-hmm. But how did it compare in size, say, with a star?
It was much larger than a star,
but smaller than the moon.
Yes.
Would you place it sort of in between there, or closer to the size of a star?
Oh, it's hard to estimate the size of it. I wouldn't want to make any estimate.
The one thing you are positive about, though, is that it is bigger or was bigger than a star.
Oh, yes.
What is the color to it, Bob?
Oh, it was a bright white, an intense light.
By intense, do you mean it was blinding? Did it light up the countryside in any way?
Well, now, when I first observed it, when it was close to the ground, why, the trees were lit up. The juniper trees on the edge of town were real bright.
The trees we're looking at here in the background right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it was moving or stationary when you first saw it?
Well, when I first observed the object, I thought what it to be a falling star coming down. It was moving a lot slower, but that's the only thing I could picture that it would be. And it got fairly close to the ground and it stopped. And the trees lit up, and I didn't know what it was.
You stopped the car then?
Yes, I did.
The car was in motion when first you noticed this thing.
Yes.
And you stopped it to get a better look at it, or did you think it was going to hit you?
Well, I thought it was going to hit the ground, and I wanted to stop and see what it was going to look like, because I couldn't think what else it would be other than a falling star.
Then did it remain perfectly stationary?
Well, it stopped close to the ground, and it moved from side to side a little bit, not any extreme motion, but it did move.
There was some perceptible side-to-side motion of it, so what shape did it have then?
Well, it was just a more or less a round shape, just like a ball.
Mm-hmm. And could you guesstimate its height from the ground?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to estimate the height. I don't know.
You couldn't even tell how close it was to you, actually, could you?
No, I couldn't.
Was there any evidence of an exhaust to the thing? Did it appear to have any motive power that you could tell?
No, not when I first noticed that it didn't.
How about an odor? Was there a strange odor, as of ozone or anything that would indicate heat?
No,
nothing of the sort. Well, what did you do after you watched it?
Well, I watched it for 5 or 10 minutes, something like that, and the object seemed to change to a faint, the white light went on, it changed to a faint red glow and moved through the sky, went easterly.
In an easterly direction from Redmond, in the direction of the airport, in other words.
Yes.
You say there was a faint reddish glow to it as it moved.
Yes, it wasn't a real bright glow. You had to look pretty hard to see it.
And was there something that surrounded it?
Well, I couldn't see the white at all. It was just a faint red glow moving through the sky.
And so then you came on out to the airport?
Yes, I did.
And that's the first you knew of it, too, isn't it, Laverne?
Yes, that's the first I had. I hadn't observed it before that. I had made a weather observation shortly before Bob came up, and it wasn't visible to me then. And when Bob came up and reported this, I didn't get very excited to start with, and kind of figured maybe it might have been a bright star or something, and so I finished up my weather report and come out to take a look at it. He pointed out where it had moved to, and it was bright again then. So, it was too low and too bright to be a star. Brighter than anything I'd observed before or anything.
Would either of you gentlemen say it resembled anything you were familiar with, an object you'd ever seen, either natural or man-made?
It's nothing I've ever seen.
Anything you could imagine that man might create?
No.
Nothing of the sort?
Nothing I could think of.
Do you have any idea what it was?
No, I wouldn't.
Bob? How about you?
No.
Formed any opinions on this?
No.